Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve and Tim in the morning now, 7:45 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Basketball tonight. Shockers at South Florida hoping to end a two-game losing streak.
Two.
Governor Kelly pushing for online sales tax in Kansas. Says it could bring in $15 million a year.
One.
President Trump overseas on a trade mission as impeachment trial begins in the Senate. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have an injury traffic accident over towards the Goddard area. This is Kellogg 167th Street West. The report there of an injury traffic accident. Watch for a slowdown out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Increasing cloudiness and cool today with a high of 37 degrees. That was yesterday's high, by the way, 37. 80% chance for rain or a wintry mix tonight. Could see 1 to 3 inches of snow. Overnight low 33. Wednesday, 60% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high up to 41. Now a partly cloudy sky. We've got a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. 15 degrees and the wind chill is 4. Whatever Kansas weather deals us, from 1 minute to the next, be prepared. Whether it's snow, rain, sun, or the cold, when Kansas weather changes, go see Hatman Jacks for protection from the elements. Hatman Jacks at the clock tower in Delano. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Had a story yesterday, Jad, where we were talking about a coyote. They'd rounded up in Chicago that had bitten a kid up there. And
they caught it, and they found out it wasn't rabid.
Yeah, and several stories recently about coyotes running amok in Chicago in an urban area. So I've been kind of on the coyote watch, Ted, and I saw one in the parking lot the other day here at the intercom. Well, a coyote interfered with multiple flights at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport Monday morning, according to an airport spokesperson. Employees managed to coax the coyote off the airfield, and it retreated toward the nearby Salt Riverbed, airport officials said. Now, three flights were affected by the animal. The planes had to circle the airfield once before the runway was clear. No other airport operations were affected. But there you go. One more example of a wild animal, a traditionally wild animal, here in an urban setting causing some problems.
Although
there.
Arizona is in the desert.
It's true. Sky Harbor's right next to, right in the desert. There's no doubt about that.
One airport spokesperson said, meep, meep.
Meep, meep. All right, I got you. 7:48 now, Steve and Ted. Steve and Ted poll question. Pretty obvious. It's on our webpage, knssradio.com, as always. You can participate very easily by just getting on the webpage and finding it there. Who will win the Super Bowl?
Oh, well, you got to 50-50 shot here.
Got a 50, and you got to think that we would think it's almost 100%, but it's not. No, it's not even close. 29% say the 49ers are going to win it.
Okay.
29%, about 30%. So 71%, of course, saying the Kansas City Chiefs will win.
There you go.
And I don't know if people, if you just separate your emotions, because I think almost everybody's pulling for the Chiefs, but it separates your emotions. I still think the Chiefs are going to win it. And you do too. You were talking about
the point margin right now is just about as slim as it's what, a point and a half.
Is that what it
I think
is?
Was what I saw last.
Wow.
So I mean, it's razor thin.
Yeah.
That's basically a pick 'em.
You know, it could come down to one of those things where they both play these monstrously good games, and it comes down to a big play at the end or something, like a fumble or a run back, something like that. But that's what football's all about. But you can take part in the Steve and Ted poll question on our webpage, knssradio.com. Who will win the Super Bowl? Wall Street saw solid gains reaching new record highs last week as investors welcomed an initial trade deal by the U.S. and China and a batch of positive corporate earnings and economic data. The S&P index hit record levels several times last week.
The markets, of course, were closed Monday for the MLK holiday, but they'll be back trading today. And, presidents in Europe making some remarks at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. Maybe that'll have an impact on the market. Who knows? Maybe we'll start off again today with a big run-up on Wall Street again. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A restaurant in Delano closes its doors. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Coney, we hardly knew ye. Multiple reports that Coney Island Hot Wieners restaurant in Delano closed. Wichita Eagle reporting that there is a notice posted on the door that indicates the tenant is being evicted from the space. Michael Fremmel said he and two other investors plan to bring three of the restaurants to Wichita. The location opened in January, closed this week. Or opened in June, I should say, and closed this week. Wichita City Council will consider issuing industrial revenue bonds today for development of a new headquarters for a tech company. Developers are seeking up to $33 million in IRBs to build a new home for NetApp. The company wants to relocate to the Wichita State Innovation Campus from its location near 37th and Rock. And the Wichita Business Journal has announced the 2020 Family Business Award honoree companies. The annual award is presented to companies that have established themselves as the foundation of our economy over several generations. The winners will be recognized at a dinner March 5th at the Hyatt Regency, Wichita. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, obviously this NetApp is one of these up-and-coming tech companies that we look for.
Right.
And
right.
We want to promote them and help them all we can, I guess, as a community. I'm wondering, at what point do we have more offices on the campus than classrooms at Wichita State? When does that tipping point come along?
I think we've still got a ways to go on that one, yeah. But that innovation campus certainly
it's
has
something else.
Grown
it's
quite
different.
A bit.
I'll tell you what, maybe NetApp will take a corner of their space and run a classroom back there. How about that?
Well, there may be some opportunities for students at NetApp.
There you go.
It's located on the campus,
yeah.
You bet.
The other thing, we were talking about a person or a group trying to start a restaurant here in Wichita, and people think, well, I've always wanted to do a restaurant. And I'm not saying that's what these people are, but it is tough. That's a tough business.
It is tough.
I mean,
it may be the toughest. You think about all the businesses. It's so difficult with managing an inventory that can spoil on you in days or weeks. Having to please people, with every order that comes in.
Right.
Man, the food industry is so demanding.
Yeah, it was, of course, as I've said before, my wife's, my in-laws, my wife's family,
right.
They've been in the fast food, the restaurant business and hamburger stand business for years and years and years. And I'll tell you, it is tough. You can't walk away.
You bet.
You can't walk away. And I don't want to disparage employees, but their whole thing is, you better have somebody on that cash register who's
right.
a blood relative, because anything can happen there. So
you bet.
It's a tough road. A lot of people try it, and a lot of people don't do well at it. My best,
right.
Our best wishes for all who try. Yeah,
you
all
bet.
Right. At least they take the risk. There are people who will take
absolutely.
The risk.
You bet. You can't fault somebody for taking a risk. And
I never, ever, under any circumstances, take a risk in anything. Is that right, Ted?
Yeah, and that's why you never fail.
That's right. I never fail, and I never succeed either.
Right.
There you go.
And by the way, today is Squirrel Appreciation Day, recognizing the critters some consider a pest and others see as just fascinating.
I like squirrels.
According to the Integrated Taxonomic Information System of North America, the ITIS, there are over 200 species of squirrels. Did you know that?
I did not.
Wow, no.
Of course, I live in Riverside, so I see squashed squirrels basically on every
right.
street. Every day.
Yeah, see him taking naps over on the side of the road a lot of
times.
I
always say, a squirrel can really, they can really do something on a phone wire, but on the ground, they're not
yeah.
too,
you
not
know.
Too good there. Yeah.
And of course, the one famous squirrel that I know of in Hollywood or the movies, Ted, would be Uncle Billy Squirrel.
Oh, really?
I
thought you were going to go with Rocket J. Squirrel.
Oh, well, no, it's cartoon.
Yeah, Rocky,
I mean,
real squirrel.
Rocky and Bullwinkle, but there's...
It's a Wonderful Life.
A Wonderful Life, Uncle Billy Squirrel. Elvis, you remember that one, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, National Squirrel Day.
Of course, once in a while, they cause Evergy a little problem there at a substation.
Right.
Hey, my power went out.
Yeah.
There
those
lost another
those
squirrel.
Little dudes never lived to tell that tale.
Squirrel Day.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys. 7:55. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS for a preview of the first day of the impeachment trial in the Senate. Ted has sports on the way. Ted?
Yeah, huge hockey week in Wichita. We're gearing up. The Stanley Cup is in town, and we got a lot of basketball action to get to tonight as well. We'll hit all that in sports.
Plus entertainment news.
At 8:35 this morning, we'll get you going with all the entertainment news you need to know.
And traffic and weather. There's rain in the forecast and maybe snow. All coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.